Summer and Street Hockey. A unique combo that illustrates the passion behind Canada's game. While hockey's regular season runs from October until March, the Victoria City Police Athletic Association, VCPAA, has found a way to continue the game into the summer months in Victoria. NHL Street Victoria is back for a third season, and registration for the summer season has opened. In 2023, VICPD launched the NHL Street program, becoming the first Canadian city to do so. The initiative quickly gained traction and has since expanded to nearly 180 cities across North America. VCPAA Executive Constable Mandeep Sohi explained the program originated from a serendipitous encounter with a former Stanley Cup champion. Our chief, Del Manick, who is a huge New York Islanders fan, was at a gala and ran into Andrew Ferentz, where he mentioned the NHL Street program, so he explained. The chief and I started to chat, and we were all in. From there, VICPD was able to bring the program to Canada, after its initial success in the United States. The six-week-long program is designed for youth aged 6 to 16 and runs every Tuesday night starting June 24th. This season, half of the games will take place at the Save on Foods Memorial Center, while the other three will take place in Langford. Sohi emphasized that the league's focus remains consistent, providing a fun, family-friendly experience. We want kids to be outside enjoying the summer as much as possible, and playing the sport that Canada loves dearly, Sohi said. Our whole goal is to just promote sports in general, to encourage kids to get out there, increase their physical activity, and increase their health. When the program first launched in Victoria, 140 kids flooded the streets in the summer to take part. Last year, that number grew to 180 participants, and this year, nearly 100 kids have signed up within the first 2 weeks of registration. The cost of the six-week program is $90. We try to bring the cost down as low as possible, said Sohi. But just like everywhere, inflation has caused us to be cautious with the planning process. Sohi also highlighted the importance of mentorship in the program, with many of the members of the police force volunteering their time to help out. We just want to be mentors to them and provide whatever resources we can during that time to ensure that they have a fun time. Those interested in learning more about VCPAA programs or wanting to contribute can contact VCPAA at vicpd.ca.